So I'm excited about this. And one thing is to get public awareness and to get more involved with, be more proactive for our law enforcement. And that's what the Fraternal Order of Police does.
Were you just commissioned into the office then?
Yes, I was
Recently?
Just recently. I went officially in January. But I have a history over 25 years working with law enforcement on different projects and stuff. So actually, I was there liaison, but going to this position, it's a new position.
Well, give us a little bit about your background and why you support the Fraternal Order of Police and law enforcement.
Well, you know, I have over 25 years of experience on intervention, prevention for health, education, law enforcement. And, you know, my philosophy has always been, you know, you protect those that protect us. And, you know, we have great people in law enforcement and they are serving us. And sometimes we lose sight of, you know, they grew up in our community, their children go to our schools, their families, and, you know, they're on call 24/7. You know, we can clock in and we can clock out as private citizens, but they can't clock in and clock out. I mean, you know, they officially they do, but they're always on call. And I think if we, as citizens, we always, when we're in need, we call them up and say, you know, help. So when we're out there, when we want to protect our citizens, it's important to not lose sight of our law enforcement and all the wonderful things that they do. And I have to say, in North Dakota, we do have a great philosophy, and our law enforcement has a great philosophy. So this is something. So I love it. I'm passionate, as you can tell, and I'm excited about this. And it's basically opening doors, more communication with our government officials at a local level as well as at a state level.
One of the things that I've been familiar with locally here with the Fraternal Order of Police is the Santa Cops and Kids chapter. And it brings in what a wonderful, venue and what it does for our area children.
Oh, absolutely. We do it also in Jamestown. And, well, it's the same lodge. And I'll tell you, in the month of December when we had it, and they hosted it in Walmart.
Yeah.
And you know, the officers and all the deputies, they of all branches, they brought in the children, and they had the sirens on, and it was so exciting. And there was a lady out, you know, she looked at me, she goes, "Oh, my God, something happening here in Walmart." I said, "No, this is really a good event." So I shared with her what they were doing. She goes, "What a good idea." And I said, "Oh, absolutely." You know, and it, a lot of times people don't know all those volunteers that they do and activities that they donate their time to. So I think, yeah, that is wonderful, a gift that for children. And I'll tell you, children's faces are so exciting to see when they get that, they go with that officer, that deputy, whoever they may be.
I was affiliated earlier in my career with one in Bismarck. One of the Bismarck police officers said something that just puts tears to your eyes. He said, one of the kids came from nothing, had nothing, and yet he said, you know, I'm okay. He said, I don't, you know, need a gift. Why don't we give it to someone who deserves it?
Oh.
And I tell you,
it touches
you know,
your heart.
Yeah, that's unbelievable when you hear stuff like that. So,
well, know. And you know, the nice thing is that program, if they have siblings, you know, three or four in the family, they make sure those three or four siblings are taken care of as well. So it's not just one, it's you know, and it's in the elementary level, which that's the exciting time for children.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they still believe in Santa Claus, so that's good.
That's great. Well, Nellie, talk a little bit about some of the other events or some of the other activities that you would focus on as Fraternal Order of Police as the liaison officer.
Well, basically, it's, you know, they're going to have coming events, and I will be bringing it back to our local officials here in Valley City, and invitations and meetings, and being more proactive on policy changes because, you know, again, it's you have to be proactive because, you know, our state is changing very rapidly. It is already in the process of it. And we have to make sure that everyone's safe and sound. So the only way we can do that is bringing it and sharing it with our officials and saying, okay, we have this brilliant idea that we can all work together. And I think basically in all the years, like I said, over 25 years working with government officials, you know, they're there to help us. And but you have to ask them. You have to involve them. And if you don't give them that courtesy, how can they get involved?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a key factor here. And that's one of my... So when they send me on a mission, that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'll be in Bismarck and speaking to our legislators and also our congressional delegation and our governor on the importance of what our Fraternal Order of Police is and how important it is to support all our all our agencies in law enforcement.
I was thinking there's a couple of bills that are maybe of interest to people in law enforcement. And
Absolutely. And, you know, there's things that, you know, again, you know, like, and I'll give you an example, you know, the benefits that they have. And, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that we as individuals have benefits in case of a tragedy occurs. Well, we want to make sure that our law enforcement have the same benefits as well.
All right.
You know, so I'm excited about it. And if any of your listeners are members, well, they can contact me at area code 701-320-5440. Or if somebody wants to become a member, or if somebody wants to just ask a question about the what the Fraternal Order of Police is, they can contact me and I'll be more than happy to answer it, because that's what we're all about.
And you can, they can provide donations too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. At any time. That is, you know, it's acceptable. And, you know, I would just channel it to the right person and get them the information, and then they can go from there.